WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
As we learned in the last couple of episodes, having water-attracting nuclei is not enough for a cloud to form. In addition to the presence of this small particle, the air temperature needs to be below the saturation point. Called the dew point temperature, the point of saturation is where evaporation equals condensation. Therefore, a cloud results when a block of air, which can be thought of as a parcel containing water vapor, has cooled below the point of saturation. Air can reach the point of saturation in a number of ways. The most common way is through lifting air from the surface upward in the atmosphere. As this bubble of air or parcel rises, it moves into lower pressure since pressure decreases with height. The result is the parcel expands in size as it rises. This requires heat energy be removed from the parcel. Called an adiabatic process, as air rises and expands, it cools. The rate at which the parcel cools with increasing elevation is called the lapse rate. The lapse rate, the rate at which the temperature decreases or lapses, of unsaturated air, air with relative humidity less than 100%, is 5.5 degrees Fahrenheit per 1,000 feet. Called the dry adiabatic lapse rate, for each 1,000 feet the parcel rises, the air temperature of the parcel will decrease 5.5 degrees Fahrenheit. Once the parcel reaches its saturation temperature, or 100% relative humidity, water vapor will condense onto the cloud condensation nuclei, resulting in the formation of a cloud droplet. But the atmosphere is in constant motion, so as an air parcel rises, drier air is added or entrained into the rising parcel, so both condensation and evaporation are continually occurring, so cloud droplets are constantly forming or dissipating. Therefore, clouds form and grow when there is more condensation on nuclei than evaporation from nuclei. Conversely, they dissipate if there is more evaporation than condensation. Thus, clouds appear and disappear as well as constantly change shape. There's a lot going on as we watch the sky, and that is perhaps some of our fascination with the atmosphere. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.